Creators of the master schedule, many would say that master scheduling is more art than science. Although the master schedule itself may be made up of automatically calculated data upon which management decisions are made every day, the job of master scheduler goes well beyond just creating the master production schedule, MPS numbers. For instance, the numbers may indicate that the organization is in an overloaded condition. Now what? How does the master scheduler get out of this overloaded condition? Or the numbers may indicate that customer orders are not coming in as forecasted. What does the master scheduler do about it? These are some of the questions that need to be answered by the master scheduler. Correctly handling situations like this is the real job master schedulers face every day. They make business-critical decisions using the information provided. Next, we review the master scheduler's role and how management can support the master scheduler throughout the master scheduling process. Master scheduler's role. The role of the master scheduler is constrained by the production plan produced in sales and operations planning, S&OP. The master scheduler ensures that the sum of the individual items in the master schedule equals the aggregate sum of items in the production plan. This closes the loop between the business plan and the daily and weekly activities within the organization. Note that due to lot sizing constraints or other issues, such as the need to replenish safety stocks or to draw down excess inventories, it may be very difficult or impossible to exactly match the sum of individual items to the aggregate sum in the production plan. Therefore, many organizations include a degree of tolerance for what is considered a reasonable match between the levels. The master scheduler is responsible for the following: disaggregating the production plan to create the MPS or reconciling the MPS with the product family plan, maintaining and making changes to the MPS records, resolving trade-offs, working with top management to reach solutions that are consistent with the organization's customer service and strategic objectives, monitoring execution of the production schedule against the MPS and the production plan, reconciling the MPS to the aggregate production plan and ensuring that a process is in place for this task, resulting in reduction in the quantity of the MPS to match the production plan, authorization from top management to raise/increase the production plan, a combination of these, launching the final assembly schedule, reviewing and managing change requests from customers, plants, and suppliers, and rescheduling in accordance with the master schedule policy. Much of a master scheduler's time and value is invested in resolving conflicts and competing demands for capacity, which requires knowing when to get top management involved in making strategic decisions. Therefore, it is important for the master scheduler to have a strong sense of the overall business and its customers, knowledge of its products and production processes, and an understanding of the reliability of its suppliers. The master scheduler works with top management to reduce the impact of any changes to either supply or demand inside the demand time fence, such as expedited requests for customers, new orders from customers, last-minute revisions to an order. Serious supply disruptions requiring top management involvement in handling both suppliers and key customers. Management's role. Management's role is critical throughout manufacturing planning and control. Their involvement does not begin with MPS. Elsewhere, we discuss the role of management in the monthly S&OP process. The rules of the process call for resolving most issues at the pre-S&OP meeting and consolidating issues, such as the following, for review by senior executives at the monthly executive meeting that concludes the monthly S&OP process. Authorization of changes in production and procurement rates when significant costs or other consequences, such as customer service or revenues, are involved. Adjustments that are needed to the sales and operations plan to keep the production plan and the financial goals of the business plan on target. Issues relating to customer service performance, new product introduction, and special projects. Management is engaged by the master scheduler when there are unexpected and conflicting demands such as capacity or customer prioritization. There are a few other issues related to master scheduling that can be avoided or resolved through robust senior executive involvement and commitment. Senior executives should be responsible for the following actions: ensuring that customers are treated fairly when it comes to allocations because of production shortages, ensuring collaboration between sales and operations on abnormal demand, especially as it relates to trade-offs among customer service for existing customers, windfall revenue opportunities, and new long-term business relationships. Ensuring that the forecasting process is taken seriously, forecasts that are overstated or understated, not challenged, and compiled rather than integrated can have serious consequences. Management's role in MPS is to support the master scheduler so the process is not led by the who shouts loudest gets their way syndrome, which allows the scheduler to deliver MPS that not only targets the needs of the customer, but also the broader capabilities of the organization.